أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صفی سیدی و مکمل فرمانه میں مل کر کھڑے پلیز کمپلیٹ دی سرچ ڈیٹ اینڈ روز فل ان دی گیپس اللہ اکبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام السلام تبارك الله شكرا اللهم ولا ينفع برحمة.
Brothers, today's collection is for Masjid Fatima to Zahra in London. They are in urgently need of £500,000. Please donate generously with your lillah donations and earn sawab of isale sawab in the hereafter. Jazakallah. And as you know, we have our his graduation ceremony today. Alhamdulillah. Three of our huffaz and one of the girls have completed their hifz. They will be reciting their final surahs. As you know, at the occasion of completion of Quran, du'as are accepted. Inshallah, we will have four students who will be completing their Quran. And also, you know, before the completion, Maulana Rafiq Sufi will be, inshallah, delivering a bayan and speech. All brothers are requested to, inshallah, participate. It will be very beneficial. Jazakallah. جو حضرات نماز سے فارغ ہو گئے ان سے گزارش ہے کہ آگے قریب تشریف لے آئے. All those who have completed the salah, please, they are kindly requested to come forward close to the member. Jazakallah. Please move from forward, and if gaps that you find in front of us, please fill in those gaps and come as close to the member as possible, inshallah. Jazakallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك آخر آية عند آخر آية تقرأها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected musallis, respected brothers, respected ulama, students, our mothers and sisters, I greet you with a greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we are very lucky, fortunate to be sitting in a gathering which is no ordinary gathering. It's a gathering where our students of Madrasa Nurul Islam will be graduating and they will be receiving their final graduation qualification certificates. We go to our other gatherings that we may participate in our other graduation, worldly graduations. We are so pleased with our children when they graduate and they receive a degree or receive a qualification. May it just be a degree of A-levels or somewhere in college, university, any degree of qualification. But the degree and the qualification receiving, by completing the Quran, this qualification, this degree, this completion of remembering, memorizing the Quran, it is the greatest in this world and in the hereafter. Because this is not just for this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taking a promise in the Quran, as we hear, of preserving the Quran, and he is using these children, our students, Huffadhi Kiram, they are protectors of the Quran. So when Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, wa inna lahu lahafidhun, Allah, after emphasizing that we will surely indeed protect it, the protection is not just the Quran, the words are protected. The recitation of the Quran with tajweed is protected. The lafz, the tarjuma, the translation is protected. The ma'ani, the meanings are protected. The tafsir, everyone doing their own way of protection. And Allah is using these students and these children and the huffaz to protect the words of the Quran. So we are very lucky. Alhamdulillah, we are in such a gathering. Inshallah, the final surahs will be recited, but du'as are accepted. So I would like to then again, secondly, congratulate all those students, mashallah, who have completed the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them, as they have memorized the Quran, make them sahibi Quran, hamili Quran, and make them amili Quran, make them act upon, understand and act upon the Quran. Also congratulate those asatida who have made the efforts, efforts throughout the last 4 or 5 years. The students, their effort goes in where they're coming from school and then they, with their other dedication to school, where their exams, and then they're coming for 3 hours from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and then they go back and they have to prepare for next day. I always tell my students that you are no normal student. A normal student goes to school without any worry and concern. A normal non-Hafiz class student will just go to school and they know they have to go to maybe Madrasa Maktab from 5 to 7, but they don't have to worry about anything. But Hafiz class student, in school they are worrying. I have to give my sabak para, my door. And then next day, every day for 4 or 5 years, they continue their routine like this. And it's not easy, it's every day for 4 or 5 years. MashaAllah, the students put in so much effort. The asatida then put in the effort. And also, I would like to congratulate the parents who have put in the effort. Weekends, sometimes in the holidays, they are telling their children, sometimes we need to go somewhere. But they will make sure their children, they sit at home, wake up early at 6 o'clock. There's some students, they wake up at 5:30, 5 o'clock to memorize the sabak. In order, the parents are making the fikr. And then they are worrying for the students. And alhamdulillah, today they are seeing the fruits of their efforts and the results of their efforts. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of the parents' efforts and the ustaz and the students' efforts. Ameen. Inshallah, we will start off the program with a recitation of the Quran. I would like to call upon Qari Hudhaifa to recite a certain portion of the Quran. Qari Hudhaifa.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون والرحمن الرحيم
ربك وما
قال ولا الآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى.
ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى
ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله. Beautiful recitation by Qari Sab. It's Quran recitation. It's a recitation of Tartilan, and especially for our students, for everyone. The way we make effort in memorizing, reading Quran, it is important to recite the Quran correctly. Inna Allah Ta'ala yuhibbu an yuqra' al-Quran kama unzil. Allah loves that Quran to be recited as it is, what it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the way we make effort in reciting it, make effort in reading it as the way Allah pleases. See, our ultimate goal of life, what is the goal of life? What is the maqsad, purpose? Allah's pleasure, taqarrub ila Allah. We want to get close to Allah. And the best way to get close to Allah is through recitation of the Quran. So we need to recite the Quran correctly in order for us to get close to Allah, to get Allah's pleasure. Person can get close to Allah. The easiest way to get close to Allah is through our recitation of the Quran. So we need to recite the Quran as much as we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us ability to recite Quran as much as we can. Then we become sahibi Quran, which Allah subhanahu, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, yuqalu li sahibi al-Quran. The sahibi Quran will be told, iqra' wartaqi warattil. The sahibi Quran is a person who makes his Quran the companion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the sahibi Quran. Inshallah, I would like to call upon Rais Asif now to render a nasheed. Jazakallah, Rais Asif.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت رسل من قبلك وإلى الله ترجع الأمور صدق الله العظيم. شکریہ اے حافظ و اسکار ہو کرتے ادا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا شکریہ اے حافظ و اسکار ہو کرتے ادا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مجدہ ملا اس سے بڑھ کر حفظ قرآن کا بھلا کیا ہو سلا دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مجدہ ملا اس سے بڑھ کر حفظ قرآن کا بھلا کیا حوصلہ مل گیا ہے رب سے دسویں آسروں کو آسرا مل گیا ہے رب سے دسویں آسروں کو آسرا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا حفظ قرآن کے الفاظ تم نے کر لیے لا لوگو ہر سے تو دامن تم نے اپنے بھر لیے حفظ قرآن کے الفاظ تم نے کر لیے لا لوگو ہر سے تو دامن تم نے اپنے بھر لیے اب عمل کی موتیاں چننے کو آیا مرحلہ اب عمل کی موتیاں چننے کو آیا مرحلہ حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا ابو امی کو خدا تاج کل پہنائے گا جس کے آگے چاند سورج کو گرہن لگ جائے گا ابو امی کو خدا تاج کل پہنائے گا جس کے آگے چاند سورج کو گرہن لگ جائے گا شرط بس یہ ہے نہ ہو قول و عمل میں فانی فاصلہ شرط بس ہے نہ ہو قول و عمل میں فاصلہ حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا تائب ہستا بھی دعا گو ہے تمہارے واسطے تم بھی کرنا اب دعائیں اس بیچارے واسطے دے بھی سکتے ہیں بلا کیا ہم دعاؤں کے سوا دے بھی سکتے ہیں بلا کیا ہم دعاؤں کے سوا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کار ہو کرتے ادا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا شکریہ اے حافظ و اس کار ہو کرتے ادا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا
جزاک اللہ تو قاری حافظ آصف who is a student رئیس آصف is a student at Darul Uloom Blackburn studying his علم class may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his recitation of the Quran and the Nasheed and give him the ability to inshallah complete his ilm and hifz and understanding the Quran and also give us the ability to follow the advices for those especially those young huffaz who did maybe not understand very simple advice to the student who has completed his hifz. He was saying, the poet says that continue making shukr. What a great ni'mat that Allah has. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Best of you are those that teach the Quran, understand, recite the Quran, and study the Quran. You have spent the last four or five years, then shukriya, and make shukr and show gratitude to Allah. Allah has chosen you for hifz and to protect his Quran because you will be interceding for 10 people on the day of judgment. And what a better reward to gain than this. And then the Shaykh says that you may have memorized the words of the Quran today, but now it's time to act upon the Quran and do amal on the Quran. Your parents will be given such a crown that it will make the sun, it says that the sun and the moon, they'll become like eclipse, the solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, which take out the light of the sun and the moon. That crown will shine more than the sun and the moon. And the condition is that there is no fasla, there is no difference in your qawl, in what your speech and your amal, your action. And then the final thing is request for dua. What else can we ask from a hafiz the Quran that continue making dua for us? So for a hafiz the Quran, you know, these are some advices that was given. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us to act upon these advices and give especially our huffaz that have completed the Quran to show gratitude, to do shukr. And you know, shukr is, one is with qawl. We just say, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the, you know, made us half of the Quran. But the amal, shukr should be with our actions. So the Quran we have memorized, the shukr is that we recite it. Shukr is that we continue reciting it. Shukr of the Quran, of the hifz for a hafiz, is that we continue reciting it daily. May Allah Ta'ala grant us a tawfiq. I believe Mufti Ikram Sahib is in the majlis. Mufti Ikram Sahib say guzarish hai. Mufsab agar tashrif le. Mufsab will be inshallah doing the final duas. So Mufsab say guzarish hai ke zara aage a jaye. Mufsab dua. ختم قرآن پر مفتی صاحب ہماری دعا کریں گے انشاءاللہ مفتی صاحب سے گزارش ہے کہ آگے آ جائیں جزاک اللہ now inshallah alhamdulillah we find at the main our guest of honor Maulana Rafiq Sufi Sahib who is the ustad of many of our asatida not only in our Darul Uloom or our madrasa many madaris and makatibs around Blackburn around England Mufti Maulana Rafiq Sufi Sahib has done many work, mashallah. We are all aware of Maulana Sahib's work. Alhamdulillah, we are very honored to have Hazrat Maulana Sufi Sahib, Maulana Rafiq Sufi with us. I will, inshallah, call upon Hazrat to give us some words of wisdom and give us some advice. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wal Aqibatu Lil Muttaqeen Was Salatu Was Salamu Ala Ashrafil Mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Alif Lam Mim Thalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fih Hudan Lil-Muttaqeen Al-Ladhina Yu'minun Bil-Ghayb Wa Yuqimun As-Salata Wa Mimma ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون وقال عز وجل إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون وقال عز وجل أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها وعبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هذه القلوب تصدع كما يصدع الحديد إذا أصابه الماء قيل وما جلاؤها يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كثرة ذكر الموت وتلاوة القرآن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الإمام البيهقي رحمه الله وعن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجيء القرآن يوم القيامة يجيء القرآن يوم القيامة فيقول يا رب حله فيقول يا رب حله فيلبس تاج الكرامة ثم يقول يا رب زده فتلبس حلة الكرامة ثم يقول يا ربي ارض عنه فيرضى عنه فيقال له اقرأ وارقى وتزاد بكل آية حسنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم ربنا زدنا علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن وخاصته برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected honorable مشايخ العظام, respected علماء, honorable قراء, honorable حفاظ, leaders, elders of our community, colleagues, friends, young children in Islam, honorable mothers and sisters, I would like to greet you with the beautiful and universal greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the midst of great luminary scholars, like Hazrat Mufti Karam al-Haq Sahib Damat Barakatum al-Aliya gives me no space and room to say anything. His presence is enough for us. But does it mean the responsibility given to me by Maulana Uthman Mayed Sahib, Maulana Abdullah Sahib, Mufti Abdullah Sahib, Maulana Tayyab Sahib, and the team of Masjid Nurul Islam and the responsibles to say a few words? I will take the jasara and I will take this task upon me to say a few words, which first and foremost, I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it beneficial for myself and for the listeners. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Say Ameen, inshallah. Come closer, brothers, inshallah. Come closer. Nazdik, nazdik, baita, inshallah. Allah ta'ala will put barakah, inshallah, in our gathering. The more closer we are, the more brotherly and the more Islamic warmth, inshallah, we will feel. Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, when they used to sit in the gathering of Quran, when they used to sit in the gathering of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would sit so close to each other that if a leaf was to fall from a tree, it would not be able to reach the ground. Subhanallah. Nazdeek baithe, qareeb baithe, illa ye ke mazoor ho, mazoorin ko ijazat hai. Alhamdulillah, today we are participating in a graduation ceremony of Hifz. A great ni'mah and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon these individuals. Hadrat Mufti Abdullah Sahib, hafizahullah ta'ala, in the recitation of Salatul Isha, read the ayats of Suratul Rahman. Of Suratul Rahman. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran. Subhanallah. Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran. Rahman is the one who taught the Quran. Subhanallah. It was not the excellence of any individual to memorize the Quran. It is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. Say subhanallah, ya Rabbi. It is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the individual is able to memorize the Quran, subhanallah. Many a try, but unfortunately fail. Many have taken years, but unfortunately cannot fulfill the task. If it's destined from Allah, it will happen. Ar-Rahman, allam al-Quran. Rahman is the one that teaches the Quran. Rahman is the one who is the protector of the Quran. Subhanallah. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun. Great ni'mah, subhanallah. What an honor. Abdullah Abdurrahman Fatima Zainab. What an honor is given to the Hafidul Quran. That Allah is giving this individual the title of himself. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Yeah. Allah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr." We are the ones that have revealed the book, revealed the Quran, revealed the remembrance, meaning al Quran. And we are the ones who are the protectors. Allah is al Hafil, yes or no? From the 99 names of Allah is al Hafil, the protector. But one individual, as Mufti Abdullah Saab, who memorizes the Quran, is getting this honor. We're going to be calling them Hafidul Quran, subhanAllah. We're going to call this girl Hafidatul Quran, the one who has memorized the Quran. A great honor, subhanAllah. The title and the name of Allah is associated with this individual, subhanAllah. A great honor, subhanAllah. A great honor. And this honor goes further on. Today, mashallah, four individuals have been announced, three boys and one girl. May Allah Ta'ala bless them. Say Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah Ta'ala give the best reward to the asatidah. Say Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah Ta'ala give best reward to the individual students who put the effort in. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. It's not an easy task. It's not an easy task. Like Mawlana Sahib mentioned, Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdullah, they wake up in the morning, the worry is always there. In the school, I'm going to pray my sabak para door. Sometimes students have to come, even at the Salatul Fajr, they have to pray some sabak at that time, and then go to school, come back. And there's a whole tartib, there's a whole method and way. Subhanallah. They go through this sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of memorizing Al-Qur'an. And what is Al-Qur'an? Wama Al-Qur'an, subhanAllah. Wama Al-Qur'an. Do we even understand the importance of this book? It's not just the book of Allah. It's not just called the Kitabullah. It's called the Kalamullah, subhanAllah. It's the speech of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more true? What can be more true than the speech and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abdullah Abdul Rahman Fatima Zainab. This honor of given to the Hafidul Quran is because they have memorized the words and the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ultimate miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. It's got many, many miracles within the Quran, subhanallah. There are many aspects that we can see the miracles of the Quran, subhanallah. The word, the Quran, works in wonderful ways, in very strange ways, subhanallah. The Quran became hidayah. And the first initial ayahs that I read, Alif Lam Mim, one thing we have to understand, we have to believe in the Quran with our life and death, with our flesh and blood. Say, inshallah ta'ala.
We have to believe every word of Allah is true. We have to believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this book upon the best of people, on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the best of mediums, through Jibreel alayhi salam, on the best of nights, on the night of power, in the best of months, in the month of Ramadan, subhanallah. Say la ilaha illallah. This is no ordinary book. This is the Kalamullah. This is the speech of Allah. This is direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa taslim to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why the kitab كيف كان بدء الوحي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the chapter comes in Bukhari Sharif, the very opening chapter, كيف كان بدء الوحي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, how did the revelation start upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, is a way of understanding the magnitude and the importance of this revelation that came on the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes. Many other prophets just got books, manuals. Yeah, they got the books and the manuals. Listen, the wahi that came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he tolerated it for me and you, Allahu Akbar. It wasn't easy for the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to get wahi, subhanallah. This was from Allah. And he says, Mithla salsalatil jaras. If the bell rings now, the alarm goes off, what do? We put the fingers into our ears. We can't bear the noise. Put the alarm off. Quickly put it off. It's irritating. When the wahi would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it would be like the bells ringing in his ears. Allahu Akbar. But he would tolerate that. He would bear that for the sake of the ummah. For 23 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bore this difficulty. He bared this difficulty for the sake of his ummah. If he gave up, would we reveal the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Abdullah ibn Rahman, Fatima Zainab, the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting the first wahi, the first revelation, is an intriguing story in itself. When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came in the cave of Hira, and he says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. He says, Ma nabi qari. I don't know how to read. I'm Nabi al-Ummi. I have not been tutored. I'm an untutored Nabi. I don't know how to read and write. Ma ana biqari. I can't recite. I'm not a reciter. Iqra. Fa'akhadhani. Fa'qattani. Rasulullah Ibrahim got hold of me. He grabbed me. And he pressed me so hard. Hatta balagha minni al-jahd. Allahu Akbar. Until it reached the extremes level that I was going to pass out. I was going to die, my last breath. Then he lets me go. Summa arsalani. And then he lets me go again. He did all these things. All these difficulties. It wasn't an easy task. So the person who memorizes the Quran is gaining a great, subhanAllah, great favor, great honor. That is why we call him Hafidhul Quran. That is why we say they are the ones who are the ones who have been memorized the Quran. But that's not all. The people who memorize the Quran, they have a further responsibility. We all have a further responsibility. Like Mawlana Sahib, Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdullah Sahib mentioned, Ya Sahib al Quran. We have to become the companion of the Quran. We become the companion of the Quran. We make, when as my friend, my close friend, my close associate, what do I do? Do I stay away from that person? Ye to iska saati. What do we say? Ye to uska saati. Iska kya matlab hua? Saati hone ka matlab ye uske saath hamesha rehta hai. Uske uthak baithak mein uske saath hota hai. What does it mean? He's his companion. When you say he's his companion, meaning he's always with him. He's sitting with him. He's walking with him. He's always with him at the time. And the same way, the Quran has to become our companion. Say, inshallah, inshallah. We have to become sahibul Quran. We need to make the Quran our companion. Make it with us all the time. Try to recite as much as we can. Fulfill the rights of the Quran to the best of our ability, inshallah ta'ala. And at the same time, subhanallah, I was saying, today, mashallah, four students are graduating. I would have expected the whole of Masjid Nur Islam to be full today. I would have expected the whole of Masjid Nur Islam to be over full today because of this great honor which these four individuals have attained. But where do our priorities lie? Mufti Abdullah Saab hinted towards that in his opening words. Where do, unfortunately, our priorities lie? Many people's priorities tonight would be to go and have a takeaway and go for a restaurant and spend some time in some kind of a restaurant. We're all aware. Do you tell me, is there more people in the community of New Islam than this? Yes or no? But where are they? These four individuals have gone through the task of fulfilling the responsibility of memorizing the Quran, subhanAllah. Yet some of us have no importance of giving honor to this individual, subhanAllah. Me and you might not give honor to this individual who memorizes the Quran, who becomes the sahibul Quran, not only that, but also becomes the hamilul Quran, the one who takes the burden of the Quran, hamalatul Quran. One of the titles is given, hamilul Quran, ya hamilul Quran. And what does hamilul Quran mean? It means that when a person is taking a burden, some weight, some kind of a burden on the back, and carrying it. And carrying it. So he's carrying the burden of the Quran. The Qari Sahib read the verses in front of us. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we were to know the magnitude of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لو أنزلنا, if this Quran, like the stink, Allah is saying, if this Quran was revealed on a mountain, you would have seen the mountain break into pieces. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You would have seen the mountain humbled and go into bits. Particles of dust like sand flying around and sandstorm. That's how would be the effect of the Quran's burden. But who bore that for me and you? None but Rasulullah. Who is taking these words of the Quran? The Hafidhul Quran, subhanAllah. They are doing Hamalatul Quran. They are taking this burden of the Quran upon their shoulders. They are taking the burden of trying to make sure they take the burden of the Quran in their lives. InshaAllah, ta'ala, inshaAllah. Sahibul Quran, Hamilul Quran, Qari'ul Quran, the reciter of the Quran. We need to become those who recite the Quran regularly, inshaAllah. This is why the hadith that I mentioned in my khutbah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna hadhihi al-qulubu tasda. These hearts, they get rusted. They get rusted. It gets stained. They get stained and rusted. كَمَا يَصْدَعُ الْحَدِيدِ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْمَاءِ. When iron is touched by water, then the iron is going to be stained. It's going to get rust on it. That's why you stay, try to avoid water from iron. Otherwise, it's going to get rusted. So the iron is going to be rusted by water. The Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, that's true. So do our hearts become rusted? كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That says, nay, definitely. The hearts will be stained because of the actions that they do. Allah protect us from disobeying Allah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Say, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Abdullah ibn Rahman Fatima Zainab, the hearts get stained. The hearts get stained. قِيلَ وَمَا جِلَاؤُهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Immediately, the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Ajmain, say, so how can we cleanse our heart? How can we take the stain away? What is the cleansing agent? Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave us two prescriptions. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَثْرَةُ ذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ وَتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. Abundance and regular remembrance of death and the regular recitation of the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Say Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So this individual who is the Sahibul Quran, who is the Hamilul Quran, who is the Qariul Quran, may Allah Ta'ala take us to the next stage. Like Mawlana Sahib gave dua to Hafiz Ra'is. And everybody else who becomes a Hafiz of Quran, may Allah Ta'ala also make you Alimul Quran. Say Alim, inshallah. Allah make you, give you the understanding of the Quran. Give us the understanding of the Quran. Give us the understanding of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my Rabb and your Rabb says in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. It's not only recitation. After recitation, Abdullah ibn Rahman, Fatima, Zainab, what is important? Tadabbur, tafakkur. What's important? Contemplation on the words of Allah. It's the haqq of Allah's kalam that we try to understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the haqq of Allah's kalam that we take time and effort out to maybe sit in the tafsir sessions that are taking place in our masjids. It's the haqq of the Quran that we give some time for its understanding. Many huffaz, mashallah, have memorized the Quran. But if you say, hold on, you've memorized the Quran, can you just give me the translation of the beginning of Suratul Baqarah? We read every single day Suratul Fatiha. I'm not asking Surah, because inshallah, I hope everybody will know the translation of Suratul Fatiha, inshallah. But say, Suratul Baqarah. Can you give me some understanding and wording and translation? Many, unfortunately, will fail. Many will fail. Many will not be able to give the translation of the opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah because we've not given that haqq, that right of the Quran. It's not that we just memorize it. And Mawlana Sahib, that the Hafiz Ra'is, Hafiz Nabi, inshallah ban jayega, inshallah. But inshallah. So Ra'is mentioned in his presentation that 10 individuals will intercede for the individual on the day of judgment. Allah will give the honor to the Hafiz al-Quran. They will be able to intercede for how many individuals? 10 people from his family upon whom Jahannam will be written. But this honor will only be given to the Hafiz if he himself acts upon Sharia. If he understands the Quran himself, he values the Quran, he understands the Quran, he acts upon the Quran, he implements the Quran, and he propagates the Quran, subhanAllah. Yes. He propagates the Quran. So, alimud bi Quran. Allah make us from that. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah grant us the understanding of the Quran. And then we need to become the muallimul Quran as well. Say, inshallah, ta'ala. One of the great honors, a great profession, is to become a teacher of the Quran. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَى Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best amongst you are the ones who learn the Qur'an and preach the Qur'an. Learn the Qur'an and preach the Qur'an. That is why on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Abu Huraira, say Abu Huraira, تعلم القرآن, learn the Qur'an, وَعَلِّمْهُ النَّاسِ and teach the Qur'an. يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ تَعَلَّمِ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلِّمْهُ النَّاسِ وَلَا تَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْمَوْتِ. And this should be your lifelong mission. This should be your mission and your profession. That you should be engaged in learning the Qur'an and preaching the Quran, learning the Quran and preaching the Quran. وَلَا تَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَاتِيَكَ الْمَوْتِ, until death comes onto you. فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ الْمَوْتِ, if death comes upon you, وَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ, and you are in this profession, you are in this engagement of learning and preaching the Quran, زارت الملائكة قبرك. سبحان الله. Say لا إله إلا الله. زارت الملائكة قبرك. the angels will visit your grave. Subhanallah. كما يزار البيت العتيق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم, like the people go to visit the Ka'batullah, and we go around the Baytullah al-Haram, and we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, and we visit the house of Allah, the same way the angels will come to your grave and visit you. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. A great honor. A great honor. For the individual who tries to not only understand the Quran, but also tries to implement the Quran in their daily lives. Become the one who is the teacher of the Quran, the Qari of the Quran. And that is why, like I was saying earlier, we would have been more happier if there were more people present here today, because unfortunately many a times we're not giving the value to these individuals who have taken up a task to memorize the Quran, subhanAllah. When you go to graduation ceremonies, so many people attend those ceremonies that they have to have a list. Limitations. You can't bring more than five. You can only bring five people because there's so many people graduating, the whole hall is going to be full. We have limitations. It's going to be a graduation ceremony. But you know what? If me and you don't value these individuals who have memorized the Quran, inshallah they will be valued on the day of judgment. Inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah, on that day there will be a graduation ceremony for them. Ala ru'usil khala'iq, in front of the whole of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yaji'u al-Qur'anu yawm al-qiyamah. يجيء القرآن يوم القيامة فيقول يا رب حلِّ. سبحان الله. Say لا إله إلا الله. The Quran will come. The Quran will come on the day of judgment, and Allah will give the honor to the حافظ of Quran, صاحب of Quran, حامل القرآن, قارئ القرآن, عالم القرآن, عامل القرآن, the one who is the practice of the Quran, the one who is the mu'allim al-Quran, this individual, Allah Ta'ala will say, Allah Ta'ala will give the ability to the Quran to speak, subhanAllah. Yeah. Allah Ta'ala will give the ability to the Quran to speak. So how can the Quran speak? That's for me and you, we don't understand maybe. Allah Ta'ala's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it, it's hot. Alhamdulillah. Allah will give, we know the famous hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where somebody reads Tabarak every night, inshallah, it will be for you a means of, alhamdulillah, in the court of Allah, it will fight your case. It will fight your case. It will be hujjah. Allahumma ja'ali al-Qur'ana hujjatan lana, wa la taj'ali al-Qur'ana hujjatan alayna, ya Rabb al-Alameen. Allah Ta'ala, make the Qur'an a dalil, an a hujjah, an a evidence in our favor. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Not evidence against us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So the Quran will be given the ability to speak. The Quran will be given the ability to speak. يَجِيءُ الْقُرْآنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبْ. The Quran will say, Ya Rabb, O Allah, O my Rabb, honor Halle, meaning honor this individual. Honor this individual. Because they have been the ones who has fulfilled the rights of the Quran. Fayulbas taj al karama. Subhanallah. They will be given a shining crown to wear. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Shining. We'll be given a taj. We'll be given a crown to wear. They'll be honored. They will be honored by a crown put on their heads. Like today, inshallah, we will be honoring the Hufaz by putting amama on their heads, inshallah. The girl will be honored, inshallah, by the dupatta that will be given to her. This is a mark of honor. Allah will honor this individual. Allah Ta'ala, make us from them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. They will be honored by فَيُلْبَسْ تَاجَ الْكَرَامَةِ. They will be given a crown of honor. The Quran will say, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb zidhu, Ya Rabb zidhu. Oh Allah, don't limit this honor. Yalla, don't limit this honor. Yalla, increase in the honor. Give him more honor. Give this individual, this Abdullah, this Abdul Rahman, this Fatima, this Zainab, who have become hafid or hafidah. Yalla, increase in their honor. Fatulbas khullat al karama. Subhanallah, la ilaha illa. On the day of judgment, ala ruus al khalaiq, Allah will grant them the honor, the cloak of honor. Subhanallah. In the world, Sheikh Mahmoud, what do they do when they go for their graduation? They have the cloak, it's hired out. They pay money. They have the scroll, there's nothing written in there. It's just a scroll for show. They wear the square hat and they put it on their head for the show of people. They walk on the stage and they go off the stage. This is all part of show. There's nothing, no reality in there. They just pay for that moment. They just pay for that honor. They just pay for that moment. But this will be actual honor. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. This will be actual honor. On the day of judgment, the crown will be put on the head of this individual. Not only that, they will be given a garment. A garment. Fatulbas hullatul karama. They will be given a garment of honor. Subhanallah. La ilaha. The Quran would say, don't stop. It's not enough yet. We still need to honor this individual. You've given them the crown of honor. You've given them the cloak of honor. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ يَا رَبَّ. And the greatest ni'mah on the day of judgment will be the pleasure of Allah. سَبْسِ بَرِي ni'mat جو قیامت کے دن ہمیں حاصل ہوگی وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی خوشنودی اور رضا مندی ہے. That will be the greatest honor given to an individual on the day of judgment. فَيَقُولُ فَيَقُولُ. So the Quran will say, يَا رَبِّ اِرْضَ عَنْهُ. يَا رَبِّ اِرْضَ عَنْهُ. Oh my Rabb, oh my Lord, become pleased with this individual. فَيَرْضَ عَنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with this individual. Subhanallah. فَيَرْضَ عَنْ. فَيُقَالُ. And then it will be said to this individual, اقرأ ورقة اقرأ ورقة. Read and go higher into the stages of Jannah. Quran ki ayate parta ja aur Jannat ki siriya chalta ja. Subhanallah. اقرأ ورقة وتزاد وفي رواية ويزاد وفي رواية ويزداد بكل آية حسنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى. Then it will be given every ayah this individual will recite. Every ayah and this individual will recite, he will be increased in the goodness and in the honor. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. He will go higher in the statuses of Jannah. This is why Mawlana Nasr mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that ya sahib al Quran, O the companion of the Quran, iqra warqa, read and go up in the stages of Jannah. Fa inna manzilaka inda akhir ayatin taqra'uha. Aw kama qal alayhi salatu wa taslim, for your manzil, your status and your stage where you will be stationed is going to be on the verse where you stop. And how is the person going to stop? The more a person recites in the dunya, the more amal, ilm and amal, qawl and amal, the more recitation, the more action, the more a person will act upon the Quran, that is how this individual will go up in the status of Jannah. Allah make us from them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Trying to conclude, inshallah. We need to listen to the individuals who are going to read Hazrat Mufti Sahib's dua, inshallah. We need to value the Quran. The nasa'ih that will be given by Hazrat Mufti Abdullah Sahib and by our nasheed artist in Urdu, and alhamdulillah explained to us by Mufti Sahib, alhamdulillah, these are important advices that were given. My just one last point is, let us value the Quran. Let us value the speech of Allah. Let us value the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to its right and haq. The Quran's haq is not only that we keep it next to our heart. We kiss it when we start reading it. We kiss it again when we place it away. We put it on the top of the shelf. That's not the only right of the Quran. The right of the Quran is that we learn the Quran. we recite it properly. رب قارئ يقرأ القرآن والقرآن يلعن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. Many reciters recite the Quran that the Quran is cursing this individual. Allah protect us. Amin. MashaAllah, many masjids now. MashaAllah, I've got tajweed classes going, MashaAllah. Take advantage. Go to your imam. Try and say, Imam sahab, give me some time maybe, inshallah. Or maybe there's arrangements made for people to rectify their recitation. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Allah says, recite the Qur'an with tartil. What's that? Are we actually fulfilling the right of the Qur'an? Do we feel any feeling when we recite the Qur'an?
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم
أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أو كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله مؤمنين. Who are the true believers? And one of the ayats here, part of the ayat, is that when the recitation of the Quran is done, then the level of iman increases. Subhanallah. Do we feel it as a burden? In Ramadan al-Kareem, when the Hufaz al-Kiram are doing the salam, just 5 minutes maybe extra, a bit delay, we start to complain. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We start to complain. We say we start to compete. That masjid is faster than that masjid. I'm going to go to this masjid because it's more faster in that masjid than the other masjid. Is that the haqq of the Quran? Are we prepared? If the imam does extra recitation, maybe in Salatul Fajr or Salatul Isha, big fat complaint will come through. Imam sahab, we've got other responsibilities to fulfill. Ajeeb, Allah. We've got all the time for everything else. We've got the time to see the soaps and the weekly serials that come onto our on the TV screens and the internet. We've got all the time for the dramas, which creates dramas in our homes. We've got all the time for the dramas. Whether it's a Turkish drama, whether it's an English drama, whether it's a Hindi drama, whether it's a Pakistani drama, whether it's an Arabic drama, doesn't matter. We've got time for that. What we don't have time for is to listen to the Quran. Sad situation of affairs. Sad situation of us. That is why a poet says, "Reh gayi rasmi ada, reh gayi rasmi ada, ruhi bilali na rahi, falsafa reh gaya, talqin ghazali na rahi." Allahu Akbar. What does he say? "Reh gayi rasmi." When adhan was called out, the hearts would tremble. The hearts would say, "We're going now to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." What do we see many a times? Adhan is taking place and people are chatting away. They're chatting away. The consequences of chatting during adhan, I normally mention to my students at Darul Uloom as well, that when the adhan is called out, generally we have a practice that we should be quiet. Even though we might be teaching hadith at that time, many asatizah stop at the time of adhan because the words of Allah are called out. It's just become ritual. Reh gayi rasmi adhan. It's just become a ritual of adhan calling out. People are talking away. The ulama have mentioned when the adhan is called out and a person does not give the importance and does not reply, what does the hadith of Rasulullah say? When you hear the muadhin, فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُعَذِّن. فَقُولُوا, say. Don't just think. قَوْل is from lisan, from your tongue. فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُعَذِّن. Say what the muadhin is said. Reply to the muadhin. Reply to the muadhin. have this practice in our life. When the adhan is called out, then we reply to the muadhin. Ulama have said, a person who does not give reply and who does not give heed to the words of Allah calling towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have a bad condition which is called qasawatul qalb. Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. His heart will be hardened. He will become a hard-hearted individual. گھروں میں بھی جو ماں بہنیں اذان سنتی ہیں, اگر اذان تمہارے مائکروفون پہ تمہارے ریسیور پر ہے, اس وقت اذان سنو, اذان کا جواب دو. اگر اذان کا جواب نہیں دے سکتی تو اس ریسیور کو رکھنے کا کیا مقصد. It's not just a matter of leaving the receiver on and just letting, you know, the broadcast live coming into the home. No, the whole maqsad is we give importance to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reh gayi rasmi adhan, ruhi bilali na rahi. The adhan of Bilal, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Bilal Habashi. Radiallahu ta'ala, when he would give adhan, the hearts would be moved. Allahu Akbar. We don't want to go into the story of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. The adhan that he gave after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a total different situation. Allahu Akbar. He was giving adhan. He was muaddin Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the muaddin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the adhan he was called. Bilal, give adhan. He said, I can't give adhan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not amongst us anymore. But when he gave, everybody was in tears. Allah Akbar. And he had to migrate. He couldn't stay in Medina. Sheikh Sayyamla. He had to migrate. Because he couldn't bear the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reh gayi rasmi ada, ruhi, the spirit Abdullah Abdul Rahman Fatima Zainab of adhan is void now. Rasm, just as a practice, just as a customary thing, subhanAllah. But azan andaza lagao, jab azan sunne mein itna bada hai. Just imagine the person who's giving the azan, what will be his level of iman? Subhanallah. Allah bless them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praised. Atwalu nasi a'naqan yawm al-qiyamah al-mu'adhinun. Allahu Akbar. The ones whose necks will be highest, meaning the ones who will be given lofty status on the day of judgment, will be those individuals who call out the adhan. Subhanallah, yes. Muaddinun. Reh gayi rasmi adhan, ruhi bilali na rahi. Falsafa reh gaya, talqeen ghazali na rahi. The philosophy of Imam Ghazali was the philosophy of Imam Ghazali, rahimahumullah. There was lessons to go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the philosophy of today. Takbir to ab bhi hoti hai masjid ke fida mein e anwar. Takbir to ab bhi hoti hai masjid ke fida mein e anwar. Jis darb se darb hil jate the, wo darb lagana bhul gaye. Allah always. When we say Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar, say it loud and clear. Takbir. See, we are shy even to say takbir in the house of Allah. We're not going to be called terrorists or fundamentalists or extremists. Say it loud and clear. Allahu Akbar. That's better. Subhanallah. Takbir to abbi hoti hai. We say Allahu Akbar when we start our namaz. We say Allahu Akbar in the house of Allah, in the four walls of the masjid. Takbir to abbi hoti hai. Masjid ke fida mein e anwar. But when we say Allahu Akbar, does it bring a change to our lives? Does it shake our heart? Jis darb se dil hil jate the, wo darb lagana bhool gaye. When we person used to say, La ilaha illallah, then their hearts would transform and change, subhanAllah. Are we feeling that change in our hearts? That is my question for me, myself, and yourself. Jis darb se dil hil jate the, wo darb lagana bhool gaye. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر. The conclusion of today. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر. They were honored in the past Because they were practicing the Quran. They were a living example of the Quran. They had Quran in their day and night. They had Quran in their life. That's why they gained honors. They gained izzah. They gained everything. They were honorable in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of the people. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the musalman hokar. What do we see our situation today? Hum khar huwe tarike Quran hokar. We have become humiliated. We have become disgraced because we have left the teachings of the Quran. Let us come back on the Quran. Like I said, let us value the Quran. If we value the Quran, we will gain that honor again. Inshallah, say inshallah. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. But the condition is, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will become the superpowers of today. You will be the raised, you will be the high, lofty. Izzah, honor will be given to you. The condition is, we become true believers. And I conclude by mentioning one story which comes to my mind on the conclusion of this session today, which is a very moving story in regards to the value of the Quran, in regards to the value of the name of Allah. And this story I generally share whenever I have the opportunity to share on the occasion of the Quran. And the story is about Bishri Hafi rahimahumullah. This individual, he was called Al-Hafi. He was a person who then in his later life dedicated his worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was bareheaded, barefooted. Al-Hafi, barefooted. He would walk around worshipping Allah in the jungle. Sallallahu akbar. He became a hermit in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This individual at one time was an individual who was an alcoholic, a fornicator. And on one dark night like today, he was going for his normal routine. He had money in his pocket. He was going to buy his normal daily, liquor. He was going, and lightning struck. And it was raining and it was mucky. Lightning struck and he saw a piece of paper on the ground. A piece of paper in the mud. He saw, what's this paper? So he picks that paper up. And he opens it. It's all mucky. He removes the mud. And what's inscribed on there? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Oh, I need to value the name of Allah. His life was totally against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His life was a total tyrant. He was a total baghi. He was a total rebellion against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But suddenly, Allah changed his fortunes. So I need to value the name of Allah. I need to give importance to this word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah is inscribed. His sifat are inscribed. I need to value this. Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah has mentioned this story in his tafsir, Ahkam al-Quran. Bishri Hafi rahimahumullah gets hold of his paper. He's going back home now. But before he goes home, he says, I need to value this name of Allah. With the few coins that he had, he goes now and buys a piece of small cloth. A piece of, the most expensive cloth at that time was velvet. So he buys a piece of velvet. And he buys some fragrance and itar. And he says, I have to value this name of Allah. He goes home. He dries it up. He puts this piece of paper in that piece of cloth. He puts itar and fragrance on it. And he wraps it up. And he puts it on the top of his shelf. And he makes intention, as from now on, I am never going to commit any sin. Subhanallah. What is it? I am never going to commit any sin. I am not going to be a rebellion of Allah. I am not going to be the one who rebels against Allah and his deen. I'm going to try and be a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bishri Hafi goes to sleep. He goes to sleep. And what does he see in his dream? Bishri Hafi rahimullah sees that there's a call being called out. And the call says, Ya Bishru. Ya Bishru. Tayyabta ismi. Oh Bishr, you gave value to my name. You honored my name. You gave value and importance to my name. Tayyabta ismi. Eh Bishr, tu ne meri naam ki laaj rakhi. Tu ne meri naam ko pakiza rakha. Tu ne uski laaj rakhi. لَأُطَيِّبَنَّكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Oh Bishr, I am going to give you a good name in this world and in the Akhirah, subhanAllah. He's getting this glad tidings in his dream. He's been told, Oh Bishr, you valued my name and you repented sincerely. Now the reward I'm going to give you, that you are going to be valued by the people of this world and in Akhirah as well, inshallah, subhanAllah. Bishr Afi, rahimahumullah. He wakes up, Allahu Akbar, what's happening? And he says, oh, Allah Ta'ala has accepted my tawbah. Must have felt, Allah Ta'ala has accepted my tawbah. Simultaneously, many mashayikh, many abuzurug, many awliya Allah are coming to the village of Bishr. And they are saying, Ayn al-Bishr, Ayn al-Bishr, where is Bishr, where is Bishr? People notice, these are godly people. These are holy people. These are individuals which have got Allah. When you look at them, they make us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says, oh, what are you to do with Bishr? Bishr is a drunkard. Bishr is an alcoholic. Bishr is a fornicator. You don't want to associate yourself with that drunkard, with that individual. No, no, no. You can't meet that individual. He's a very bad person. Says, no, we need to meet Bishr. We need to meet Bishr. Where is he? Show us his house. Uska ghar ka hai. Hame batao. They insisted. So why? What's the problem? So we said, listen, we're not going to tell you. He said, no, tell us. Until you don't tell us, we're not going to show you the house. Eventually, mashayikh and buzurgs were coming from all four corners of the village. And they all came and they all looking at each other. And they all saying to each other, did you see a dream? Says, yes. Did you see a dream? Says, yes. And what was the dream? The dream was all of these individual pious people saw the dream. They were told in their dreams, go to Bishr. He has become an individual who is mustajab da'wat. Subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. Go to Bishr. Uske paas jao. Isliye ki humne Bishr ko mustajab da'wat bana rakha hai. Go to Bishr. We have made him from an individual. If he makes dua, then his dua is going to be accepted. Subhanallah, yes. Look at how Allah Ta'ala changed the tables. Look at what Allah Ta'ala, because he gave the value to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine, Abdullah Abdul Rahman Fatima Zainab, if we give importance to the kalam of Allah, where will Allah Ta'ala take us to, inshallah? Where will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us to? So therefore, first and foremost, congratulations to these individual souls, these alhamdulillah individuals who have memorized the Quran, and congratulations to their asatiza, to their apas, and congratulations to their parents who have given all the effort and time and dedication to make them hafiz of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all this honor in the akhirah. Say ameen, arbil ameen. And not in the akhirah only, but Allah ta'ala grant them the honor in this world as well. The last advice for people like myself and for those who, alhamdulillah, have got this honor of the Quran in their hearts, value it. Value it before it devalues you. Quran ki jitni qadar hum khud karenge, to Quran hamari qadar karega. Yes. Hum jitni Quran ki qadar karenge, to Quran hamari qadar karega. If we value the Quran, then the Quran will value us. If we devalue the Quran will go away from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Quran a means of our forgiveness and our salvation in dunya and akhirah. May Allah ta'ala give us all the ability to value the Quran, to understand the Quran, to implement the Quran, and to carry the Quran into our lives, inshallah. May we become those who learn the Quran. Say inshallah. Not only learn the Quran, but also inshallah understand the Quran. Say inshallah. Not only understand the Quran, but also implement the Quran. Say inshallah. And not only that, but the next stage, after learning, after understanding, after implementing, let us be amongst those who propagate the Quran, inshallah. Who are the teachers of the Quran and who have the honor of becoming Muallim al-Quran. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all this honor. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balag. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليه. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم، فجزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء في الدارين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
JazakAllah to Malana Rafiq Sahib Hafidh Allah for giving us advice that we all needed, especially our Huffaz who have completed the Hijj. We sometimes forget to value ourselves. You know, Malana Hafiz Pachal Sahib used to always say to us as we were studying, ki apna maqam pahchano. What is your maqam? We forget to value ourselves. Our Huffaz, what we have, we then look at other things. You think that's got more value, and what we have, we devalue. We don't value the Quran. And a reminder that all the students, all the Huffaz, all of us needed. JazakAllah so much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate Hazrat Maulana Sahib's knowledge and elevate him in his life, and his give him barakah, except in this world and the hereafter. And may we, you know, give us the ability to continue benefiting from Hazrat Maulana's speech. JazakAllah. Inshallah, we would like to call upon the Huffaz now. But before we call the Huffaz, I would like to call the Asatida forward so that inshallah the final surahs will be read in front of the Asatida. So I would like to call upon the Hafiz Ustad, jo Hafiz, hamare Ustad jo hai, Maulana Qari Ismail Sahab, Qari Muhammad Sahab, Hafiz Sajid, aur Hafiz Ibrahim Mullah. In tamam Asatida se guzarish hai ke aage قریب تشریف لے آئے تاکہ وہ بچے کی حوصلہ افزائی کے لیے وہ انشاءاللہ ہمارے سامنے پڑھیں گے. If I would like to محتمیم صاحب مولانا محمد صاحب اب آگے آ جائے تاکہ بچوں کا انشاءاللہ آخری صورت انشاءاللہ مصحف کم فارورڈ ٹھیک ہے مصحف حافظ صاحب حافظ ساجد ہمارے حافظ صاحب آ جاؤ جاؤ قاری اسماعیل صاحب قاری محمد صاحب ہمارے حفظ خدیجہ دبا حفظ قاری صاحب آ گئے ہو جاؤ to the student that the first student inshallah he will recite the final surah. First student, inshallah, I would like to call is Hafiz Abdul Rahman Chobdat, who will recite the final verses of the Quran. Hafiz Ibrahim, Hafiz Abdul Rahman. MashaAllah, Hafiz Abdul finished his Quran in 2.5 years. 2.5 years with his school. Within 3 years, he started. MashaAllah, Ustaz Efer Hafiz Sajid. Only 2.5 years, it's possible. And mashallah, he's doing door now. Boy, how old is he? 10 years, mashallah. 10 years old.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل وما أنزل إليك من ربك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala accept. It's not easy reciting in front of all these ulama scholars. I mean, we've been reciting and we even, you know, you have ulama scholars in front of us. It's a very hard task, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept his effort. I may Allah Ta'ala accept the efforts of the asatida. And the second student is Hafiza Safiya Solkar. So if I can request Hafiza Safiya from the ladies, amongst the ladies, if she could come forward, recite her final surahs in front of the apa. And also the apa, if I could request her to come forward, inshallah, she will recite her final surahs. While she is reciting, we'll just, inshallah, wait for 5 minutes while she completes her recitation. Inshallah, we'll have the mic off. So if I can request the apas to get Hafiza Safiya Solkar to recite her final verses. Inshallah, we'll wait for 5 minutes. In those 5 minutes, I would like to call our principal, Maulana Muhammad Karolia, just to say a final few words as we wait for the girls to finish their Quran. Maulana Muhammad Sahib, if you could come forward and say a final few words before the dua.
I thought I'd get away with another one there, but Mutasab's called me forward. I've literally got goosebumps today again because it's such a great honor for all of us to be in such a honorable gathering in which we have so many mashayikh amongst us. Alhamdulillah, beautiful recitation of the Quran. We had a beautiful anashid performance, and then we had so much words of wisdom and advices from Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Sahib. And inshallah, after our boys and our student, one of our students, Hafiza, who is reciting the final verses of the Quran, after that, inshallah, we'll have our dua. But I think, again, it's a reminder for all of us that what an opportunity for all of us, what an honor for all of us to be part of this gathering, what an opportunity for us to be a part of a gathering in which angels have surrounded this. And Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sufi Sahib mentioned that, yes, we don't have many here today. Many people will be away from this gathering, doing whatever they are doing. But we are the fortunate ones. We are here. We have been sat through this and listening to the words of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and benefited. Allahu Akbar. If we look at some of the stats that I was looking at today, in terms of when we finish our recitation and our memorization of the Holy Quran, 114 chapters of the Holy Quran, over 6,200 verses of the Holy Quran memorized, over 77,000 words of the Holy Quran memorized. It's a phenomenal achievement. It is a phenomenal achievement, and we must congratulate, and my congratulations, and congratulations of all of us here today to all of the Huffaz, and to the Hafidha, and to the parents, and to the teachers, because I always say in madrasa that it's a triangle. It's a triangle, and the triangle consists of who? The triangle consists of the student, the triangle consists of the teacher, and the triangle consists of the parents. It's a joint effort between all of us. It's a joint effort to get to this stage of the journey. And subhanAllah, for me, it's a reminder that I spent 6 years away from Blackburn in a place called Brighton. And we tried for so many years, to build that zeal and that jazbah within the students there to become Hafiz. And for me, I don't say this lightly, we were not able to have even one person become Hafiz in 6 years. And this is where we want our ulama, we want our huffaz to go to places like this, in remote areas of the UK. We're in our comfort zones here in Blackburn. Alhamdulillah, we've got so many masajid, we've got so many madaris, and alhamdulillah, it's a big ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want halal food, we have halal food everywhere. But in these remote places, we don't have these favors of Allah upon us. And this is where we want our mashaykh, our ulama, our young scholars to be going and to be propagating, like Mawlana Rafiq Saab said, mu'allimul Quran. Those who teach the Quran, this is where we need to be. And this is my humble plea to our students today, that continue your journey of knowledge. Utlubul ilm min al mahdi ila al lahd. We continue to acquire our knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And whilst doing that, let's propagate it in places where people value. Wallahi, people value. When we're leading tarawih there, here, like Mawlana Rafiq Sufi Saab said, what happens is it's an internal competition within cities and towns who prays the fastest. There they value the huffaz. Maybe that value has gone from us because on every single street there's a hafiz. On every single street there's an alim. On every single street there's a qari. There, these kind of places, they value you so much. They respect you so much. They honor you so much because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who value and honor our huffaz, our ulama. May Allah make us from those who respect and honor and value these people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, congratulations to the students. Congratulations to the parents. My sincere thanks and appreciation to the teachers. And I would like to say, because we've got quite a lot of our community here today, the sacrifice that our teachers give. Sometimes we don't understand it. Sometimes we can't comprehend it. That a person will wake up at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, or whatever time they get up, they go to work, they do their 8 to 4 job, and they try and balance their hours so that they can come back to madrasa, and they get to madrasa for 4 to 5, just before 5 o'clock, and then they teach for 3 hours. It's a mammoth task. And our gratitude, our shukr, like Mufti Abdullah said, shukr is not only through our words, but also through our actions. And this is where we need to show our appreciation and gratitude to our teachers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. Mufti Saab put me on the spot. I don't know what I said. If I said something good, then it's from Allah. If I didn't say anything good, then that's from shaitan and that's from myself. Jazakallah to everybody for attending today. Inshallah, I would now like to call upon the final student, Abdul Rahman Hallak. Abdul Rahman ibn Mahmud Hallak, to recite the final few surahs of the Quran, and then inshallah we will ask Hazrat Mufti Ikram al-Haq Saab to conclude this gathering with the final dua.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله تبارك الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بزرگان محترم اس وقت ہم اللہ کے گھر میں بہت مبارک مجلس میں جو ختم قرآن کی نسبت سے منعقد ہے جمع ہوئے ہیں قرآن مجید کے بارے میں بہت ہی مفید اور ضروری باتیں ہم نے الحمدللہ مولانا رفیق صاحب مفتی عبداللہ صاحب سے سنی ہے اللہ رب العزت ہم سب کو ان پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے قرآن مجید بہت عظیم الشان نعمت ہے اس کا ایک سرا اللہ کی دست قدرت میں ہے اور دوسرا سرا اللہ نے بندوں کے ہاتھ میں دے دیا ہے جو شخص قرآن مجید کو اچھی طریقے سے پکڑ لے گا تلاوت عمل نشر قرآن وغیرہ کے اعتبار سے جس طرح انسان لفٹ میں بیٹھ جاتا ہے, بٹن آف آن کر دیا جاتا ہے اور لفٹ خود بخود اوپر چلی جاتی ہے, انشاءاللہ اسی طریقے سے قرآن مجید کے ساتھ جو اپنے آپ کو وابستہ کر دے گا تلاوت کے اعتبار سے, پڑھنے پڑھانے کے اعتبار سے, خدمت قرآن کے اعتبار سے, اللہ رب العزت اس کو ضائع نہیں فرمائیں گے. اس لیے پورا مجمع بلکہ پوری امت کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ قرآن مجید کو روزانہ تلاوت کرنے کی عادت بنائے. جتنا بھی ہو ٹائم ٹیبل کے اعتبار سے ہم جتنا بھی قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کر سکتے ہوں یہ بہت ضروری ہے. اتل ما اوحی الیک من الکتاب, اللہ رب العزت نے ارشاد فرمایا ہے, صرف قرآن مجید کو گھر میں رکھ لینا برکت کے لیے کافی نہیں ہے, بلکہ قرآن مجید کی تلاوت روزانہ ہو. جس گھر میں قرآن مجید کی تلاوت ہوتی ہے سکینہ نازل ہوتا ہے, رحمتوں و برکتوں کا نزول ہوتا ہے, اور آسمان والوں کے لیے وہ گھر ایسا چمکتا ہے جیسے زمین والوں کے لیے آسمان کے وہ ستارے. اللہ رب العزت ہم کو قرآن مجید سے دیلی تعلق نصیب فرمائے. رمضان المبارک آ رہا ہے, حفاظ قرآن اور رمضان یہ دونوں عید سے لازم ملزوم ہے کہ کبھی جدا نہیں ہو سکتے. اس لیے قرآن مجید کی تلاوت رمضان مبارک کے اندر, خاص کر حفاظ قرآن, صرف تراویح میں پڑھنے پر اکتفا نہ کریں بلکہ قیام اللیل ہو, نوافل کے اندر قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کا اہتمام ہو, تو انشاءاللہ کچھ نہ کچھ قرآن پاک کا حق ادا ہو سکے گا. اللہ ہمارے تمام حفاظ کو اس کی بھی توفیق عطا فرمائے, اور رات دن تلاوت کرنا ہمارے لیے ہمارا ذوق بنا دے, شوق بنا دے, محبت اور عظمت کے ساتھ اللہ کی محبت کے ساتھ اس کی تلاوت کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرمائے. جو ختم قرآن ہو رہا ہے بچوں نے قرآن پاک ختم کیا ہے, دعا کر رہا ہے اللہ پاک ان کے قرآن پاک کو ختم قبول فرمائے, ان کے اساتذہ کو, ان کے والدین کو قرآن مجید کے ختم کے اوپر جتنی بشارتیں ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے فضل سے ان کو عطا فرمائے, اور رب الجلال اپنے فضل سے ان کے سینوں کے اندر ہمیشہ ہمیشہ تک کے لیے قرآن پاک کو محفوظ رکھے, رات دن قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. اللہم آمین. درود شریف پڑھنے میں بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم یا اول الاولین ویا آخر الآخرین ویا راحم المساکین ویا ذا القوۃ المتین, اللہم اننا لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک, اللہم انا نسألک بأننا نشہد انک انت اللہ لا الہ الا انت الحد الصمد الذی لم یلد ولم یولد ولم یکن له کفوا احد, یا حی یا قیوم یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حنان یا منان, اللہم صل علی محمد وعلی آل محمد کما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید, اللہم بارک علی محمد وعلی آل محمد کما بارکت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید, اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد بعدد ما فی جمیع القرآن حرفا وبکل حرف الفا الفا الفا, اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد بکل حرف جرا به القلم وبکل حرف الفا الفا, ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الابرار یا عزیز یا غفار یا رب العالمین, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب, اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا وقلوب جميع أمة محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم على دينك, اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا وصرف قلوب جميع أمة محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم على طاعتك, ربنا يا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا, اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة, اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار, وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار, وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار, واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين, واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين, واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين, اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم, يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم, إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار, اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الذاكرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم يا غفار الذنوب اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واغفر جميع ما تمه من صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم يا خير الحافظين احفظنا واحفظ جميع ما تمه من صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم يا خير الناصرين انصرنا وانصر جميع ما تمه من صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم استر عيوبنا واستر عيوب جميع ما تمه من صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح لنا واصلح جميع ما تمه من صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد جميع امه محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم جو حافظ القران بچے بچے ہو ان سب کی حفظ القران کو قبول فرما ان کے اساتذہ کی محنت کو قبول فرما ان کے والدین کو قبول فرما ان کے والدین نے جو قربانیاں دی ہیں اساتذہ نے جو ان کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے یا اللہ مدرسے والوں نے جو ان کے پیچھے انتظام کیا ہے سب کی محنت کو قبول فرما یا اللہ قران مجید کے ختم کے اوپر جتنی بشارتیں ہیں اے رب الجلال و تمام بشارت ہے ان حافظ القرآن کو ان کے اساتذہ کو ان کے والدین کو اور مدرسے کے منتظمین کو اور جن جن لوگوں نے ان کے محبت کی نظروں سے دیکھا ان تمام کو وہ بشارت عطا فرما یا اللہ ہم تمام کو حاملین قرآن ناشرین قرآن عاملین قرآن میں شامل فرما اے اللہ ترک قرآن سے ہماری اور پوری امت کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ قرآن کو ہم نے چھوڑ کر اپنے آپ کو دنیا میں بھی ذلیل کیا ہے آخرت میں نہ معلوم کیا ہوگا اے اللہ پوری امت کو قرآن سے وابستگی عطا فرما یا اللہ اس جرم عظیم کو معاف فرما روزانہ ہمیں قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کی توفیق عطا فرما قرآن پاک کے انوارہ سے ہمارے قلوب کو منور فرما آپ کی بہت عظیم و شان نعمت یا اللہ آپ نے ہم کو اپنے فضل سے حضور پاک صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں عطا فرمائی ہے یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قلب مبارک کے اوپر ہماری طرف سے کروڑہ کروڑ انگن تو بے شمار رحمت نازل فرما یا اللہ وحی کی کتنی زبردست مشقتوں کو برداشت فرمایا نزول قرآن کی مشقتوں کو برداشت فرما کر اس قرآن پاک کو امت تک پہنچایا ہے یا اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ تعالیٰ وسلم کو ہماری طرف سے اور پوری امت کی طرف سے تمام حفاظ و قرآن کی طرف سے اعلیٰ درجہ اعلیٰ سے اعلیٰ جزائے خیر عطا فرما اور جن واسطوں سے یہ قرآن مجید ہم تک پہنچا ہے صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ مجمعین اور جو سلسلہ وار آج تک یہ ہم تو قرآن پاک کے پہنچانے والے ہیں الفاظ قرآن کے معانی قرآن کے ان تمام کو بہتر سے بہتر جزائے خیر عطا فرما اور ہم کو قرآن پاک سے وابستگی عطا فرما یا اللہ قرآن مجید کے ساتھ ایسی محبت تلاوت کے اعتبار سے ایسا اہتمام نصیب فرما کہ قیامت میں اللہ قرآن مجید ہمارے لیے حجت بن جائے ہمارے لیے شافع و مشفع بن جائے قرآن مجید کی شفاعت یا اللہ آپ کسی حال میں رد نہیں فرمائیں گے اے رب الجلال قرآن مجید سے ایسی محبت عطا فرما کہ قرآن مجید ہمارے لیے شافع بن جائے اور مشفع ثابت ہو جائے اور قرآن مجید کی شفاعت سے ہمارے لیے خیر اور جنت کے فیصلے ہو جائیں اے اللہ اپنے فضل کرم سے ہمارے جمع ہونے کو قبول فرما ان بچوں اور بچیوں کے سینوں کے اندر ہمیشہ ہمیشہ تک کے لیے اور جتنے آج تک حافظ قرآن ہوئے ہیں جہاں بھی ہوئے ہیں پورے عالم کے اندر تمام کے سینوں میں قرآن مجید کو محفوظ فرما اور عمل بالقرآن بھی عطا فرما یا اللہ تلاوت قرآن کی بھی توفیق عطا فرما قرآن پاک پر عمل کرنے کی بھی توفیق عطا فرما اور جو حافظ قرآن ہوئے ہیں یا اللہ ان کو عالم قرآن بھی بنا دیجئے عالم با عمل بنا دیجئے اور پھر اس کے بعد خادم قرآن بھی بنا دیجئے ناشر قرآن بھی بنا دیجئے اے رب الجلال اپنے فضل و کرم سے قرآن مجید کے ساتھ پوری امت کو وابستگی عطا فرما رمضان کا مبارک مہینہ آ رہا ہے رمضان اور قرآن دونوں لازم ملزوم ہے یا اللہ پوری محبت کے ساتھ ابھی سے رمضان کی تیاری کے لیے ہم سب کو قبول فرما سچے دل سے توبہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اللہ مبارک لنا فی رجب و شعبان و بلغنا رمضان اے اللہ اپنے کرم سے اسی ماہ رجب سے ہم سچے دل سے توبہ کریں اپنے قلوب کو گناہوں سے پاک و صاف کر لیں اور قرآن مجید سے وابستگی پیدا فرما دیں ابھی سے قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کا اہتمام شروع کر دیں اے اللہ رمضان کے اندر خوب خوب رات دن ہم سب کو ہمارے گھر والوں کو ہمارے مستورات کو یا اللہ سب کو قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کا اہتمام نصیب فرما قرآن مجید کا انوارات سے ہمارے قلوب کو منور فرما اے رب الجلال اپنے فضل و کرم سے حضور پاک صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل سے قرآن مجید کے صدقے طفیل سے اے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما اللہم انا نسألک الجنہ ونعوذ بک من النار اللہم انا نسألک الجنہ ونعوذ بک من النار اللهم انا نسالك الجنه ونعوذ بك من النار. يا الله عالم اسلام پر رحم فرما, فلسطین کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرما, یا اللہ شام کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرما, یا اللہ شام کی, یا اللہ ان کی بھرپور مدد فرما, استمساک بالقرآن, استمساک بالسنہ کی توفیق عطا فرما, کتاب و سنت کو رائج کرنے کی پوری پورے عالم کے اندر یا اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے سب کو توفیق عطا فرما, عالم اسلام کے حکمرانوں کو ہدایت عطا فرما, یا اللہ غیرت اسلامی ان کو عطا فرما کہ اپنے اپنے ملکوں میں قرآن کو رائج کریں, سنت کو احیا کریں, دین کے اوپر عمل کرنے کی خود بھی کوشش کریں اور اپنے عوام کو بھی دین پر لانے کے لیے کوشش کریں, فواہشات و منکرات کو اپنے ملکوں سے ختم کرنے کے لیے جتنا کوشش ہو سکتا ہو کوشش کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے گھروں میں دین کو زندہ فرما, ہماری زندگیوں میں دین کو زندہ فرما, سنتوں سے محبت عطا فرما. اے اللہ ایک ایک سنت کو ہماری زندگیوں میں زندہ فرما, دین پر چلنا ہمارے لیے آسان فرما, اعمال صالحہ کا ذوق اور شوق عطا فرما, گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما, گناہوں سے سچے دل سے توبہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ اسی مبارک مجلس کے اندر ہم آپ کے سامنے توبہ کرتے ہیں, استغفار کرتے ہیں, اے اللہ اپنے کرم سے ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما لے, تمام گناہوں سے ہمارے دلوں کو پاک و صاف فرما دے, شرک جلی و شرک خفی, خشوع نفاق و خشوع نفاق سے بھی ہمارا قلوب کو پاک و صاف فرما, عجب سے, کبر سے, حسد و کینہ و بغض سے, حب جاہ, حب مال, حب دنیا سے, بخل و شوہ سے یا اللہ ہمارے قلوب کو مزکا و مجلہ فرما, اور اعمال اخلاق حمیدہ سے ہمارے دلوں کو یا اللہ مزین فرما. یا اللہ اپنے قرب سے ہماری تزکیہ فرما دے. اللہم آت نفوسنا تقواہا وزکیہا وانت خیر من زکاہا. اللہم آت نفوسنا تقواہا وزکیہا وانت خیر من زکاہا. اللهم انا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار. اللهم انا نسألك من الخير كلها عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم, ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم انا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأكابرنا ولأصاغرنا ولأحبابنا ولمحبينا ولمحسنينا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أصانا بالدعاء. واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات, الأحياء منهم الأموات. يا لجتني بمار چلون تمام بمارك الشفاء كاملة عاجلة مستمر عطا فرما, جن کا آپریشن ہوا ہے علاج چل رہا ہے, یا اللہ ان تمام کو شفاء کاملة عاجلة مستمر عطا فرما. حاضرین مجلس کی اور جو جو بھی اللہ امت مسلمہ کے افراد ہیں ان کے دلوں کی جو جائز حاجتیں ہیں اپنے خزانے سے قرآن پاک کے صدقے میں قبول فرما. یا اللہ ختم قرآن کے اوپر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں, دنیا اور آخرت کا خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کے شر سے ہماری پوری حفاظت فرما. اللهم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واحشرنا في زمرته وتحت لواء سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, واجعلنا من رفقائه وأوردنا حوضه وأسقنا بكأسه وارزقنا شفاعة نبينا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يوم المحشر بفضلك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أذلنا تحت ذل عرشك يوم لا ذل إلا ذلك. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا, اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا, اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم أعطنا كتابنا بإيماننا ولا تعطنا كتابنا بشمائلنا ولا من وراء ظهورنا. اللهم أدخلنا ووالدينا وجميع أساتذتنا ومشايخنا وجميع الحفاظ وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم الجنة بغير حساب بفضلك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا أكرم الأكرمين. تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد, واكتب اللهم الستر والسلامة والعافية علينا وعلى عبيدك الحجاج والغزاة والدعاة والفقراء والمساكين والعلماء والصالحين والحافظين والمسافرين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في برك وبحرك وجوك, من أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه, وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. آمين. اللهم آمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
JazakAllah, inshallah. بچوں کی دستاوند ہوگی انشاءاللہ. We'll be giving out the certificates and also we'll be putting on the amama. So inshallah, we'd like to call upon first Chabdat Abdulrahman. Sorry. Abdulrahman Chabdat to come forward and the Asatid Hafiz Sajid, if you can come forward. What's up, Abdi Zala? Hafiz Abdulrahman Hallaq. Hafiz Ibrahim. Those students who are still becoming hafiz should be inspiration for us. Inshallah, one day we will be standing here. The hadith of Prophet says, "Inna Allah Taala yarfa'u bihadal kitabi aqwaman wa yadau bihi akhirin." Allah Taala raises a rank, a status. This is just in the world that, you know, the hafiz comes forward. You get, you know, to recite in front of the people in our locality, community. But imagine on the day of judgment, Allah Taala will raise that hafiz ranks. So those who students are still continuing, inshallah, make niyat that one day we will be standing here completing the Quran. For that, whatever is required, the effort, we continue making, inshallah. JazakAllah for everyone's attendance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our joining, coming together, and inshallah make it the means of our guidance and forgiveness. JazakAllah khairan wa ahsan jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.